hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Felt Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation were applicable, my teach arch mice, Peter and Paul. Ubiquitous audience, one and all. Welcome, one and all. However you got here, continue to pay it forward, which you are. We're going exponentially with your help in that regard. We're in our sixth year of doing three daily audio shows each and every day, and have a YouTube offering daily as well. Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Check it out, give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe, continue to pay it forward where you're comfortable in doing so. Same promise here at the show's plural audio version. There's a message board. We encourage interaction for our daily poll questions at the message board. Also, that's a great place to have fodder for what we've outlined for upcoming in-studio guests as they come in for live taping. The prelude and overview shows that I discuss about upcoming guests, including a couple on the near horizon here, and how we have fodder for the shows, and hopefully emanating towards more interaction with listeners under that premise. And anybody that may be working for an agency, representing somebody with their own podcast show, book, what have you, that they're trying to promote as your client, reach out to me and do all of my own booking, and that's how we do it. It's at the message board. So thank you. Today we'll be here for probably 30 to 40 minutes. This is one of my three offerings, the main mentor moments in both business and in life, mostly in life at this juncture as I'm fully retired. We talk about a number of things there. Today I want to use some examples of, I've been on a self-enrichment program, part of my bucket list encompassing many subjects of self-teaching Mandarin. So after we take a 10-second break, I'm going to do a breakdown of today's title with my best intonal or tonal inflection attempt at self-teaching Mandarin, and then we'll dissect a lot about the Mandarin culture, Chinese culture, which I'm also studying to coincide with my tutorship that will be led by my granddaughter, who's Mandarin 3 proficient, efficient, reading, writing, understanding, and just maxed it out at A+ in her courses. And I'm on a 7-month sojourn commencing December 1st of last year up to and through including June 30th as it becomes, and when my granddaughter gets out of school next summer for her junior year, we'll expand upon what I'm assimilating for her in the way of lessons via Mandarin poems, songs, history, culture, putting together a program for her to help tutor me next summer as a bullet point to put on when she finishes her senior year to apply for college and then eventually whatever in the big bad business world in the way of resume. So we'll be right back and we'll start to dissect today's show, Mandarin History. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. So at the time of this taping on Monday, the 15th of January, I just had the great opportunity to see my granddaughter yesterday, Sunday, as it was. And again, the norm for a 16-year-old teenager and grandparents, we tease. My son's work schedule is crazy, as most people's are, and time just gets away from us. We live like less than 5 miles away. So seeing her in live and in the same room is always so enjoyable. And we actually got her junior year high school pictures and so forth. So I started to talk with Ada, my granddaughter, as I always do, about the Mandarin and where I was at and some things to catch up in my progression since, or so-called progressions, all in the eyes and ears of the beholder. You guys and gals will attest to that. I think I have a lot of work to do. I tease a little bit since December 1st. So anyway, Ada seemed to like what I'm assimilating. I've got some MP3s that I'm doing and putting into this collection of how I'm self-teaching. And then fast forward to June 30th when she gets out and about this summer, to give her a little remuneration in the way of actually being a tutor, making it official. And then she'll go through my poems, my phraseology, my inflection of the words, all put together in a three-ring notebook at that time with individual worksheets categorized accordingly and so forth. And then Ada also exchanged with me that she has a bunch of worksheets in her Mandarin 3 at school because she's done so well in it and she's ahead on her assignments and so forth. She has many copies of whatever, you know, her instructor at the Great Alternatives High School that she goes to here on a local level incorporates into the Mandarin lessons. And, you know, I'll work on those sheets as she gives them to me. And we exchanged yesterday. I told her I've been listening to Mandarin music and got to quickly exchange a couple of the performers and so forth that I've really enjoyed. And she's going to get back in touch with myself with some of her favorites. And we'll, you know, incorporate that into the lessons per se. Okay, so thanks for being patient for those of you that have never heard me talk about my granddaughter and our endeavors. My two church mice left the room. Peter and Paul, and oh my God, there he goes again. Thanks for ingratiating me. So, let's try my native tongue, English, which y'all know I have an hard time with that. Here's in a moment what I'm going to try to enunciate with the tonal inflection quickly in Mandarin. Here's the words in English. Inheriting treasures, promoting culture, and unveiling the origin of the Chinese language and Chinese civilianship or civilization. Fingers crossed, and again, a disclaimer for those of you that are averse or are of native tongue or wherever you fall, my humble apologies again. Been at this for about, in earnest for about whatever December 1st to the 15th is now, those subsequent days. So here we go. What you just heard in English, here we go. Chen Qing Guai Bo Hong Yang Wen Hui Zhe Mei Han Yu Yu Zhong Hui Wen Ming De Kui Yang. Again, some semblance of that translates to inheriting treasures, promoting culture, and unveiling the origin of the Chinese language and Chinese civilization. For those of you that don't already know this, I try to do this on my airwave shows each and every day to play back the normal editing for final editing before it goes to the airwaves. Then I'm incorporating daily actually saying these words and trying to stay in my pretty self-imposed matriculated schedule, and Ada chuckled with me yesterday and said, Grandpa, you're really going to do 10 songs and 10 poems each and every day? And I just looked at her and said, what do you think? Aim high, shoot low. But in all earnest, in those, whatever that is, December 1st to the 15th, I have at least gotten them down with a couple of run-throughs and putting them in preparation. I have to invest in a new printer too, so until I can print some of this out, it's all on my files to PDFs and all of that, assimilating the package as a whole. Okay, so the title is A Call to Action to Preserve and Promote Chinese Language and Culture. So it begins with a phrase which I'm not going to belabor you with doing the pronunciation here on that one, but it means inheriting treasures. This suggests that Chinese language and culture are valuable assets that should be passed down from generation to generation. So again, English phrase promoting culture is encompassed in the long title that's in the description of today's show, with the Mandarin translation and with the symbols, which obviously are going to be a challenge for me. I like the app on my phone, Pico, P-I-C-O. That helps me accentuate the tonal inflection, which are the two biggest challenges with this old Billy Bob Thornton Sling Blade voice. So the final phrase within the whole description, in the description of today's show, with the symbols in the Mandarin words, means in English, unveiling the origin of the Chinese language and Chinese civilization. So this suggests that the title of the work is going to explore the history and development of the Chinese language and culture as part of my self-induced repertoire of comprehension and enjoying Mandarin overall as a self-enrichment. So before we go to another 10-second break, before we take a deep calming breath in doing so, my main mentor moment in that is one of the mentor moments that we'll expand upon at the dedicated radio show in that regard later, but talking about one of the points of squeezing 27 hours into a 24-hour day, be it in business and or life, wherever you are at, in all the things we talk over about at the business shows, to include a part-time, for me, market sharing opportunity when, where, and if, and then I'm a happy client of both of those opportunities that we talk about there. So ahoy mateys, welcome back to BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. For today, we set sail for the fantastical shores of ancient China with myths and emotions that intertwine in a symphony of words called Chu Qi, spelled C-H-U-C-I. And this ain't just your average poetry, folks. It's a treasure chest brimming with allegory, symbolism, and a passionate series of cries of a poet named Quayuan, Q-U-Y-U-A-N. So grab your magnifying glasses and prepare to decipher the hidden depths of this literary masterpiece. When we come back in 10 seconds, keep calm and breath. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. We'll probably go extended version. Finish this up in, 20 minutes or so. Thanks for joining us today. So welcome back to the Chemical Holistic Healing Hour for today. And going to try to overview Chu Qi, C-H-U-C-I again, as I left off before the break, and also about the poet Quyuan, Q-U-U-Y-U-A-N, a dance of dragons and deities, unveiling the fantastical world hopefully painting a vivid picture of ChuCi, that's C-H-U-C-I, using imagery, infographics, and even referencing short video clips in the description of today's show on how you can find YouTube's channels and animations depicting the mythical creatures and vibrant landscapes. CHUCI analyzes specific examples of poems such as Li Sao, L-I-S-A-O, and Tianwen, T-I-A-N-W-E-N, highlighting the use of dragons, phoenixes, and other mythical figures to represent political dissent and personal longing, mentor moments in business and in life. Let y'all resonate on that for a moment. He encourages listeners to visit websites, myself encouraging you to do that, like the Poetry Foundation or the British Library, to explore different translations and interpretations of all poems, especially these. Neutrality, you say potato, I say potato, giving you some references that you may not already be familiar with in your investigation of the topics of the history of this subject. So decoding the allegory and symbolism. And don't forget, I'm here daily. So what we don't accomplish here today, because it's so multifaceted and diversified, it's given me fodder to continue to do these shows daily. Please do interact at the message board. Let me know what you think, what your input is, your experience, what you may like to hear in the way of expertise, which is coming up a little bit. My friend in China, Tim Doyle, perhaps not so much from this histrionic side, not to slight Tim, but most assuredly the culture as a whole. He's lived in China for some 10 years or more. So stay tuned for that as well. And other upcoming guests that will be fluent in the language and so forth as the year fetters out. We're encouraging listeners to share their own interpretations of the symbols of Mandarin, especially when I'm involved, all constructively, at the message boards. What's your favorite poems? Who's your favorite poets? Those types of things. What are you finding? What do you interpret from the subject matters of the said poems? Echoes through time. Q-U-Y-U-A-N's legacy and lessons. We'll be exploring the enduring influence of CHUCI on Chinese literature and culture, showcasing its impact on art, music, and even modern poetry. We'll be discussing how Q-U-Y-U-A-N, his themes of political dissent, personal structure, and struggle, and the search for meaning remain relevant even today. Don't you think? Offering valuable lessons for navigating our own complex world. As we're at the precipice of an ever-changing world. Subjects we always talk about, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, and how good that precipice can be as well. With a lot of help in doing so. We'll talk about that more before the close of the show. So I'm encouraging listeners to reflect on their own experiences of longing, injustice, and the power of creative expression wherever you hang your hats, because I'm blessed to have a global audience. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. So as we go another 10 or so minutes here on a slow fade out, CHUCI, ChuCi, starting to fade away, We're left with a symphony of emotions and a treasure trove of wisdom. Q-U-Y-U-A-N's voice echoing across centuries reminds us of the power of words to challenge, inspire, and transcend time. So my friends, go forth and explore the depths of your own creativity. Use your own voice to speak truth and to find beauty, and to weave your own mystical stories that will resonate through the ages of your lineage, your chronology, your life. Remember back in the day, and still Kennel Kelp can guide and will on your healing journey, but it's the language of the soul that truly sets us free. So unveiling CHUCI, Chusi, Q-Yuan Legacy, Q-U-Y-U-A-N, Chinese literature, allegory and symbolism, myths and poetry, B.A. Sales, Kennel Kelp. We'll continue talking about those subjects, some additional reference points to do your own research as you see fit on the World Wide Web, the Poetry Foundation, www.poetryfoundation.org, the British Library, www.britishmuseum.org, and there's a Chinese section when you get there at that website. YouTube animations of CHUCI, search for Leo Sao, L-I-S-A-O, S-A-O, animation, or Tian Wen Animation, T-I-A-N-W-E-N-A-N-I-M-A-I-T-I-O-N. Taking a deep calming breath, gonna phase that out for today, try to keep these at about 30 minutes before we sign off. Please remember that these mentor moments in business and in life, which I'll expand upon at the radio show, been blessed that I'm a member and members of many large intuitive groups with some pretty specific and significant numbers. We're collectively also trying to change old mindsets, outlooks, all geared around from the mind, the body, and the soul. Over at the Holistic Healing Hour, a little bit more ethereal, yoga, tai chi, reiki, qigong. Our weekly coherence meetings, freedomsnap.org, every Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, led and guided by Seth D. Brzezinski. I'm just simply an audience member there. It's my own therapy. About 6 months in running now, every Tuesday. And some really good peripheral things are emanating from that here in Maine as well, with Seth and Maureen Gold. Check that out on my social media or archival shows and so forth. But at this juncture in time, everybody knows somebody that's challenged, up against it, in comfort, despair, anxiety. We're trying to get everybody to get in touch with heart-brain coherence and allow yourself to reconnect or connect, or wherever you may or may not be in the dormancy. Everybody has the innate trait to heal themselves of the human persuasion. So everybody's challenged at this point, all wild animals being driven out of their natural habitat, domesticated animals, there are people, plants in this planet. Hopefully you continue to perceive this, if you do, as a harbinger of good information. Most assuredly, I'm simply the junction, porcelain junction box, that puts you in touch with all of these fine authors, manufacturers, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, all categories of the broad base of subjects we talk about, food and mind, the body, and the soul. Do interact with the polls. Listen in. Like us, share us. We were blessed last year to have some great reviews by the listening audience on Spotify and Buzzsprout in particular. My Apple reviews there are mostly in my capacity as a host, thank you one and all. And I had some great reviews when I was in the Podmatch Arena last year, welcoming some 119 in-studio guests there, and welcoming a total of 140 in-studio guests last calendar year. So continue to pay it forward. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.